Following God's law is a matter of loving Christ more than yourself. Good morning, everyone. It is Monday. Thank you for joining me to steep in the Word together. Today we'll be in Romans 8, and we're just going to look at one verse, verse 9. So if you would turn with me, we'll read that, and we'll jump right in. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. These verses are hard. The thing that makes us not want to read verses like this is because we wonder if we have obeyed well enough. Is the Spirit of God in me? Every time I read something like this, I have to pause and wonder, do I really love God enough to obey Him? Jesus says the same things in John chapter 14. John 14:21 says, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to them." He goes on in verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." If we react with fear and trembling to these texts, part of the job of the text is to do that, and so we have reacted rightly. But the other side of it is knowing the context in which this is written. Remember, the flesh cannot please God, so it's not about doing things to impress Him. That is not what Romans 8:9 is telling us to do. Do not impress God because you can't. Indeed, it cannot, it says in verse 7. So it's not to get us to do things better or do more things for God. It's to get us to love Him and follow Him. Our duty to God is not a checklist of things to do. It is a delight that we must have in Him. And that delight comes from knowing the gospel. So if we are not in the flesh, in verse 9, and we are in the Spirit, if He indeed dwells within us, we have the Spirit of Christ. What it means to have the Spirit of Christ is to have a self-sacrificing attitude toward everyone else around us, and first and foremost to God. We give up everything we have to pursue Him and to pursue others. To have the Spirit of Christ means that God is directing every step of the way. It means turning over all control to Him and not worrying about how we are to live our lives, but to obey Him in every moment of our life. The question isn't, am I doing enough for God? The question we get from texts like this is, do I actually love God? We don't have to checkmark the Ten Commandments. We do have to make sure that we actually want to be with God. We want to be in His Word. We value prayer time more than movies or even time with our families. I was asked this week about assurance of salvation. And what assurance of salvation says is that when God starts a task, when He calls His people and chooses them, as we've seen in Romans so far, He completes His work. He does not leave projects unfinished. Because He spent His precious blood on you and called you, He will bring the work of perfection in you to completion. So there is no danger of you drifting if you cling to Him. That is the assurance of faith. When people express a doubt if they're saved or not, I don't assure them right away, because perhaps they're not saved. And as a pastor, the worst thing I could do is assure somebody that does not need assurance. They need the gospel, and they need to know what God did for them so that they can be assured. Testing or examining yourself in the gospel is different than doubting you are saved or loved by God. The question that we should ask in verses like Romans 8:9 is not, does God really love me? But, do I love God? Christ's sacrifice on the cross is effectual. It's kind of like walking out into the rainstorm that's blowing 100 miles an hour, as we know well in Nebraska how that goes. You're gonna get wet. If you surround yourself and steep in His Word, like we do here, you're going to be touched by the powerful work of Christ. If you follow Him, there is nothing that can touch you. We're going to see that in Romans 8 later. There's nothing that can take you away from the love of God. But the point in Romans 8:9 is to stir up a longing in your heart to want to love God more. He is making a home for us, as we saw in John 14. He is eagerly seeking out people to come to Him. He's calling us, and He has poured out His very life for us. We must step under the waterfall of grace and stop trying to clean ourselves in the mud puddles of this life. We must trust Him and pursue Him above our own wants and needs. And know that if He indeed dwells in you, if the Spirit of God lives in your heart, we belong to God. And in that we can take refuge and find comfort and rest and peace and be stirred up to all kinds of good works that don't merit salvation, but confirm it and make it all the more sweet and joyous for those who know what it took to bring us there. Father, thank you for dwelling with us and being in our hearts everywhere we go. We forget that you are, but you do love us and you are always with us. Lord, if there's someone here who wonders if they're saved, let them turn to you with new vigor and cry out with longing and discomfort until they know that you love them. Lord, let them pour their souls out before you so that you may fill them back up with the love that is only found when they look to your Son. Father, thank you for your word that reveals these sweet truths to us where we can find rest and power to get the work done that you have asked us to do. Help us to live in your will, by your grace, and experience your peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen.